in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ya'arba Oso Shechalias B'Shabbos. That means the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, comes out on Shabbos. So the locher is, you have to make a Bir Chometz before Pesach. Is Mevarin Es HaKoyav L'Fnei HaShabbos. You make the Bir Chometz, you take all your Chometz and burn it, destroy it, before Shabbos. Because even though usually you do it on Erev Pesach, you Dalid, but here at Shabbos you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. Therefore we get rid of the Chometz on your Gimel Erev Shabbos. Deeper Rebbe Meir, this is what Rebbe Meir holds. And that's what we do, Lamaisa, when the Erev Pesach comes out, and Erev Pesach is Shabbos, that's what we do. We destroy our Chometz on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Like Rebbe Meir. The Chometz, when the Chometz say, though, Bizmano. No, you still do it on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, Mamish, which is Shabbos, also you destroy your Chometz. How do you destroy your Chometz? You're not allowed to burn it. But just like Zerul Ruach, just throw it away. Rasmus Manas, then they say, flush it down, flush it away. You could destroy it on Shabbos also. So Rashi says, Mavarin es hakul, loshen hakul, everything means, bein chulin, bein truma. Whether it's chulin or truma, still you should burn it on Erev Shabbos. Chutz michtei achilos l'Shabbos. Except the food that you can eat on Shabbos, Pashtesach. You're still allowed to eat chametz on Shabbos, it's only Erev Pesach. And you're supposed to have a sudur at night and sudur in the daytime. He's supposed to leave over enough food, enough chametz to eat for the two meals. But anything more than that, that eventually you're going to have to burn and destroy, you should destroy it already before Shabbos. That's Reb Meir Shita. And the chametz say no, that does not do everything on Shabbos. Says before Shabbos you don't have to destroy it, but rather wait till Erev Pesach, and you'll destroy it in the night in the Heter, either throw it to the Ruach, or else you'll flush it away. We have Elazar ben Spratz, Bar Tzadik, Oimer, it depends. Truma Mulafnei HaShabbos. If you have Truma, that you get rid of before Shabbos. V'chulin bizmanan. Mashenkein chulin, not to be over Batashkas, you don't have to destroy it Erev Shabbos, but rather you can wait until Shabbos comes, which is Erev Pesach, and on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, if you have any chometz left over, you'll get rid of it then. So Rashi explains what's the hezbah. So Rashi says, Truma melefnei HaShabbos. Sheinu yochol yachilo eloi lezarim, vloi lo behemas zarim. You're not allowed to feed Truma to a zara, to regular Yisrael, or else even to the behemah that belongs to Yisrael. Therefore, only a few people can eat it, only a kohen. So Monashach, as much as the kohen knows he could eat, he'll save. But after he knows he can't eat, he can't afford to give it to anybody else. Yisrael can't eat it. Therefore, he's supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. He can't hold on to it because he can't eat it. Avo chulin mashenkin regular chometz. That's chulin ain't tzorach levayu. You don't have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Ela bismano. Wait till Shabbos. Wait till this talking about Erev Pesach that Shabbos. Wait till Shabbos. Sheyocholim shalen echem harbring. Because regular chulin, if you don't eat it, you're too full. Give it to your friend. Like, why be over about Tashkas and destroy the chometz? It's only Friday now. This Friday is Yud Gimel. Wait till Shabbos, which is Yud Dalet Erev Pesach, and if you see you can't eat so much, give it to your friend. But I call upon him, chulin is eatable. Other people can eat it. So therefore, give it to somebody else. You don't have to destroy it before Shabbos. Mashen Kein Truma, which is limited only to a kohen. Therefore, as much as you see yourself eat, gezuntet leave over. But more than that, the lochrid is supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. So the Maratanya, Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik, Oimer. Pamachas, Shovas, Abba, B'Yavne. One time my father stayed over by Shabbos in Yavne, and this was a Shabbos that was Erev Pesach. V'chal Arba also liyas b'Shabbos. That the 14th day, Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos. Ubo Zoinin Mamuna, Sherab Gamliel. And this person, Zunin, he was the head, the chief, for taking care of Reb Gamliel's things. The Omar, and he said, you should know, Higia Eis Levi Resachomitz. It comes the time now, vice to this was Shabbos. As they held halacha, they're supposed to wait until Shabbos. If Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach, wait till Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you destroy it. So he said now, on Shabbos, now is coming the time that you're supposed to destroy the chametz. V'halachti, and I went, Acher Rabbi, after my father, U'biyar nuwes hachametz. We got rid of the chametz on Shabbos itself. Rashi says, Shabbos, nishtoy yishom Shabbos achas. I stayed there one Shabbos. So vice to cease holding, like the Chom Shita, the Chom saved his manoi. He's supposed to destroy it at the right time, on Shabbos. And the Rebbe Lozav HaTzadik also in the Mishnah says like that. He just says, Truma, you should destroy before Shabbos, because you can't eat it. Only to a kohen. Mashenka and Chulun, that anybody could eat. That was Rebbe Lozav HaTzadik also a halachom. And this is a maisa that he did like he held. that regular chulin, you could hold on to it until Shabbos, and when it comes to Zman on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, now you destroy your chametz. How? You'll zera l'ruach, you'll be mafker it, you'll flush it away, but about it to burn it, it's awesome. But halacha, we hold like the chomim in the Mishnah, we hold like Rimei in the Mishnah, that we get rid of our chametz on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos comes out to be Erev Pesach, we destroy our chametz on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Ha-hoylech lishchat es pischoy. If somebody's going on Erev Pesach, he's traveling to go make a korban, to bring the korban Pesach. Lishchat es pischoy. He left his house, they says, in the morning, Erev Pesach, to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korban Pesach. Or else, v'lom moles benoy. Somebody was going on Erev Pesach, he was traveling to make a bris milah, to make a milah on his son. Or else, v'lechol sudas erosin. Because he was going to do mitzvahs. He was going to see the Suda of Ayachasna. And somebody got married and was going to see the mitzvah Suda, a Suda's mitzvah, by the Erison. The Beis Chomet, by his father-in-law's house. So all these things are mitzvahs. The Niska Shiesh Toi Chomet Potech Beisai. And he reminded himself that he has some Chomet left over in his house. So what should he do now? If there was Pesach, there's a mitzvah to go be Mavari the Chomet. Should he go home and get rid of the Chomet? But if he does that, he won't be able to do these mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says like this. In Yocholachso Levayir Velachso Lemitzvoso Yachser V'Yevayir. If you could go home and destroy your chometz and then go back, there's enough time of the day to do these mitzvahs, Havada, that's all this. I do both mitzvahs. Even though you're going now to bring your Korban Pesach, but stop that, go back home, be Mevayir, destroy your chometz, and then you go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring your Korban Pesach. Who adin for Milam, if you have time that day, Milus Kosher Kol Hayom, you'll be able to make it before Shkia, you should go home and be Mavari the Chometz first, and then do the Milah. But Zot Mishnah V'yim Lav, let's say there's not enough time, Imam is holding it late in the afternoon already, and if you go home to be Mavari the Chometz, you won't be able to bring your Korban anymore, or you won't be able to make the Milah, or you won't be able to attend the Sudas of the Chasna, is Mevatlai B'libai, then it's enough to be Yetzer the Din D'Yeraisa, that Midiraisa, as long as you Mevatl the Chometz, you make it, the chametz doesn't belong to you, the way Tosfos always learns. Or according to Rashi Shita, Vitul chametz, that's a keem of mitzvah tashbisu. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu by making a vitul. So that's the eitz that make a vitul. Even though metchilu you're supposed to make a beer, the Rabbonim want you to destroy the chametz, but here where it's a question, you won't be able to do the mitzvah, or else you're eitzik in a mitzvah, the Rabbonim said it's enough just to make a vitul. Like Rashi says, Yevato b'liboy, for lo yachti, you don't have to go home. The afilu ye shoyis. Well, even though if you would go home, you would be able to be mavayir the chametz. Why is it Rashi? The midiraisa sagile bevitul biyamam. Because midiraisa bitul alone is enough. Just that you make up in your mind you don't want to have the chametz in your rishus anymore. That's enough midiraisa. Even though midirabboni is supposed to make a bdikum or midirabboni is supposed to make a beer, but I call upon him here with the question of you won't be able to do the mitzvahs. The rabboni will mavater on their halacham, and it's enough just to make a bitul. So the Mishnah writes, the same halach applies. Lahatzel min anochrim. Let's say somebody left his house on Erev Pesach to save another yid from a goy. So Drashi.
I shouldn't say, yeah.
Right, lahatzel min anochrim. You want to save another Yisrael from goyim. Or else min anor, another Yisrael is drowning in the river. And you want to go save him. Or else min alistim. Or else rabbis are coming to start up with the yid, and you want to go save your friend. Or else minad leka, there's a fire, and you're going to save your friend from the fire. Or minam apolus, or stam, the house caved in, and you want to save your friend that's trapped there. Is alocha right away, yivata b'libay. For these things, you don't go home, because there's askonis tefoshes here. So if you're going to save somebody, you go and save the person. It's Erev Pesach now, and you have chametz in your house. You'll be over the yisa by your by imotzei. The Teretz is no, you'll be Mavata B'liboy. Make a bitul chometz, kodim zmani, surai, and bitul helps. Rashi Shita is, bitul is a keem of the mitzvahs, tashbisu, and according to Tosfos, bitul just makes it like hefker, it doesn't belong to you, so you're not over by your own by imotze. What about the lishbois shvisos harashus? Let's say somebody's going just to make an erev tchumim. He wants to be able tomorrow on Shabbat to be able to walk chutz tchum, but not to go with Dvar Mitzvah, but some go with Dvar Rishus. He wants to go visit somebody, some for Rishus. Then the locher is Yachsa Miyad. Since you're not being Isaac in the Mitzvah right now, you still want to make an Eruv Tchumim. You want to put your pass or wait outside the city there until it becomes skier time, to look a day that tomorrow you should be able to walk with virus shoes. That's not a mitzvah, so you have no right. Rather go home right now and make a beer chametz. So drashi lishpa shvishas rishus shoyehoy lech lahach shechal atchum liknoi shvisa shom. You're going al atchum and you wanted to buy a coin of your shvisa there. Kedei shehem loy mishom lahal napayim lelech lemoch shom lezvar rishus. That tomorrow you are carrying a shvisa at the end of the apayim amma and you could walk another apayim amma. For what purpose? Stam for rishus is yachta miyad. Then you have to go right away home and make a beer chametz better. Avolikna shrisas mitzvah. Let's say no, you want to be able tomorrow on Shabbos to walk chutz l'tchum ledvar mitzvah. So going shielach mocha chutz l'tchum lebeis avul. You want to be menachem avul or lebeis hamishter. You're going to a chasna. A haynu kohelach lishcha des pischei. That has the same halach like now you're going to do a mitzvah. But it depends. If you could go home and still do the mitzvah, do it. But if you go home, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. We say you have a right to go to the mitzvah. What about bir chametz? The rabbanon will mavata you here to say it's enough just to make a vitel chametz. So the mishnah v'chein, the same halachas apply. Misha yotzem Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. V'niskar, and he remembered, he reminded himself, sheyesh biyodoy bosa kodesh. He has some meat, some kochim, like he brought a shlomim. The halacha is the meat of a shlomim. Now Yisrael could eat it. But you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Here he took the meat with him out of Yerushalayim. So the locker is, this kachim, this piece of meat now is posel. And the locker for that posel, or a piece of meat, is you have to burn it. Now, matkilu, we had the Gemara before, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. When you take it out of Yerushalayim, it gets the psul, yoytzei. And now the locker is, you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. So somebody took the piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, that now is toin sreifa. It's like this. Imovat Soifim, if he passed already this place called Soifim, is Sarfabim Koimai. Then the Rabbanah did not matriach you, bother you, to go walk all the way back to Yerushalayim. This is like too far out of Yerushalayim. You just burn it where you are. The Yimlav, if you didn't go so far, then we say Chayzeb Sarfai. You have to walk back to Yerushalayim and burn this meat in Yerushalayim, Lifnei HaBir in front of the Beis HaMikdash, Meyatzei HaMarocha. And you take the wood from the Mizbeach itself. The Rashi says, "Sheyesh biyodoy bosa kodesh imay baderech." He has it with him in the road. V'nisal biyotze. This meat now became posel because he took it out of Yerushalayim. Shemechitzas kochim kalim chaymus Yerushalayim. Where's the place you're allowed to eat kochim kalim, which is shlomim, only in Yerushalayim? Here you went outside Yerushalayim. The meat became posel. Is imovat soifim shein kra name of the town sheyochol liros beis hamikdash mishom. That's the last point that from standing there, you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. Then the locker is, so if you went so far, if you went past that, then we say, Sarfabim Koimai. V'loyet Rechu Lachsa. The Rabbanon didn't bother you to go back to Yerushalayim, it's too far away. V'yam Lav Choyze V'sarfa. K'diyamina B'chol Shor. B'Koydish, we say, Beis Tisorit. The B'mokim Achilos Esreifosai. B'mokim, when you're allowed to eat it, that's where you're supposed to burn it. So here you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. So, if you didn't go so far, the Rabbanan said, go back and burn it inside. But if you went so far, the Rabbanan will mask you to burn it outside.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, Morris says now, V'yad kamo hein choizrin, how much, like a bosa kochim, do you have to have that we say you have to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it there? The Moshe we're talking about now, we didn't pass a Tzoyfim. You didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim. So then the din is you're supposed to bring this piece of meat back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Now how much meat do you have to have with you to say the Rabbanan said you have to bring it back? Or who adin for our first halacha? If you want it, you weren't mavayu your chametz. You have chametz in your house. How much chametz do you have to have that the Rabbanan should say you have to go back to the house now and be mavayu the chametz? Is Rameya Waimer Zev Zebikabetzah. But both halachas, you have to have a size of a beitza. Drashi zeh zeh chometz the amor liyel v'niska shesh chometz a beitzai ubosa kodesh imay. If you have the size of a kebeitza, then you have to go back. So drashi abu b'pochis gabi chometz yivata b'libui. If you have less than a kebeitza worth of chometz in your house, then even if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, the rabbanim didn't bother you. They said it's enough just to make a vittel. V'gabi bosa kodesh sofivim koymay. Who then if you have the piece of meat now from a korban shlomim that you took with you out of Yerushalayim, if it's left at the Kibetza, the Rabbanan didn't bother you to bring it back to Yerushalayim, but rather burn it where you are. Rabbi Yehuda Weinman knows Zeb and Zeb Kazayis. Both halachas depends on the other Kazayis, the size of an aleph worth of bread or chametz in your house, or an aleph worth of bosa shlomim you have with you. The Chachamim Maimrim, bosa kodesh b'kazayis. And that's a more chometic halachom. Once you have the kazayis, an aleph size of the meat, you have to bring it back to your shrine and burn it there. The chometz b'kabeitza. But that's what we say the Mishnah, if you have chometz in your house, that if you're going to do a mitzvah, but if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, you're supposed to go home first and burn your chometz. How much? The size of a beitza. An egg size. Trash ear. So that's the machlekes Mishnah, how much you have to have in order to be mevayeh. So Tais explains what's the, according to Chachamim, why is there a difference in the shear? Tais says, I'm a revolve. The first you shall me, mishum debos ha-kodesh, let's lay takona bebitul. If you have this meat, this shlomim, you brought out of Yerushalayim, there's no way to say, oh, you don't have to burn it. There's no din bitul, but you have to burn it. Therefore, achmiru bekezayis, therefore they say, once you have the size of an aleph worth of the meat, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Avochomet is like takanta bebitul. But by chometz midiraisa, there is a way out. Just be mevatel wherever you are. It is therefore loyachmiru at kibetza. The rabbanon's din that said no, don't be samech on stam bitul, but rather go back and burn it. That's only if you have the size of a kibetza. That's a chosh of a shir. But less than the size of an egg, the rabbanon will not matriach you to go back home. Zoti gemara uriminu. I have a kasha now. Ho heilech lechol sudas erison. The day's chometz. If somebody on Erev Pesach is traveling to go have a Sudas Erosin, Toshda means the Sudi after the Chasno, you're going to your Shver's house, your father-in-law's house, which our Mishnah says, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. Here it says no. Here it says, if somebody's going to have the Sudas after the Chasno, or else, Belishvay Shvisas Rishus, somebody is traveling on Erev Pesach to walk to make an Erev Tchumin, in order on Shabbos or Yom Tov tomorrow to walk to the Dvar Rishus, no, you're not going to Dvar Mitzvah. You're not doing mitzvahs. You're not going for your own purpose. It is Aloha Yachzim Yad. If you remind yourself now with Erev Pesach in the morning that you have some chametz in your house, you have to right away turn home and go back fast to burn that chametz. So the Sira, our Mishnah says, if you're going to a chasnam, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah, and you don't have to go right back home. And the other price says, yes, you have to go right back home. It's called the Rishus. Now the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Lakashi, there's no Kasha, or Rabbi Yud or Rabbi Yaisi, some Achleikis. The Tanya will learn like this. Sudas Erosin. That you have the Suda after you had Erosin is Rishus. Diva Rabbi Yehuda. Self Rabbi Yehuda. Kenzayin is not really a real chasna because you didn't make Nisuyin. You only made Erosin. You made Kedushin. That's all. So if you know the Suda they make after the Kedushin, that's only called the Sudas Rishus. Rabbi Yaisi Yoyne Mitzvah. No, even that's called a Mitzvah. Since Erosin Kedushin is called a Mitzvah, if you make the Suda right after the Kedushin, that's also called a Mitzvah. So that's the Teretz. One goes according to Rabbi Yaisi, one goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I think Morris has a better teretz. Of a behash to the Yomer of Chizda. Machlekes the Suda Shnia. This whole machlekes, if it's called the Suda after Kedushin, if it's called the Mitzvah or not, it's only the second Suda they have. Aval Besuda Rishonah, the first Suda they make, right after the Kedushin, I'll tell you, Divrei HaKel Mitzvah. Everybody holds that's called the Mitzvah. So if you have such a pshat like this, then it's posture the Stiris. Is Afilu Tein Mohav or Rabbi Yehuda. Both prices go according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says a sheet that is called the mitzvah. Of a balei kashim. Ho the suda rishayna. The first suda, that's called the suda's mitzvah. Ho the suda shniya. That's what we say is called the suda's rishus. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda sheet. That he holds it is called the suda's rishus. Which suda is called the rishus? Hey, the second suda after the kedushin, that's only called the rishus. The Rashi says suda shniya. Kachu derech hachasanim. This was the derech when the after that kedushin leyachas to the sarasin choizu meshagas avloinis leyarusosle v'soyichum. After they made the first suda for the kedushin, then he would go and send the presents. And when he sent his kala a present, they would make another suda. So that second suda is only rishus. So for that, the brayta says if you remember on Erev Pesach you didn't make a bir chometz, you have to turn around right home and be mevayeh your chometz first. So the Gemara Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shamati ela sudas erosin. I only heard sudas erosin. So Rashi should say mitzvah. I only heard that the suda you make right after the kedushin, that's called the sudas mitzvah. Aboloi sabloinis.
That they make a suda when they send presents one to the other, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. So Rashi Sablonis, the Ronis, Kalim Noin. They send nice presents to the Kala, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. Omula Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi said no. Ani Shamati Sudas Erisin Vis Sablonis. They're both called suda's mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. Timahana, to make your Kala feel happy, that was also called part of the mitzvah. Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer. Kol suda she'ena shel mitzvah. Any suda that's not called the suda shel mitzvah is ein talmud chochem rishur lehenes mimenu. But talmud chochem, it's not nice, he shouldn't go to that suda. Stam a suda's rishus, it's not meant for talmud chochem. He has to act special and only go to suda's mitzvah. So the Gemara, kagoyin mai, what's called the suda she'ena shel mitzvah? Om Rabbi Yechonu kagoyin bas koyin liyisrael. If a Yisrael marries a Bas Koyin, that's not called the Suda's Mitzvah. Because a Bas Koyin, that's a Choshev, a Yichus, a Gezach, a Koyin, a Koyin should only marry a Koyin also. Who are a Bas Talmud Chochem, a Yamoritz. If the daughter of a Talmud Chochem gets married to an Amoritz, that's also not called the Suda's Mitzvah. Because you should have married a Talmud Chochem. So Drashi, Bas Koyin, Tzrichili Nosulakanim, Metchimash, you should have got married to a Koyin also. V'leilifkan Mishpachosa, not to make a Pagam of the Mishpachon, Linosli saw to get married to Stam Yisrael. Yet the Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. If a Bas Koyin gets married to Yisrael, and we'll soon see, we're talking about a Yisrael that's not a Talmud Chochem, that's also an Amoritz, he's saying, Ein Zivugin Oyle Yofim. They're not going to have a good Zivug here. This Zivug is not going to be good. Ein Zivugin Oyle Yofim. Ain't Zivugim Oyle Yofim. It's not going to be a good Shidduch. The Rashi be Mazel Tov. They're not going to have a Mazel Tov here. Mahi, what's going to be wrong with this? If a Bas Koyin gets married to Yisrael, Omer Rav Chizda, Oy Almona, either she'll die, Oy Almona, her husband will die, Oy Gerush, or else she'll get a gift, Oy Zera Eimla, or else she won't have any children. That's what's going to happen if a Koyin, a Bas Koyin, the mother of a Koyin, marries a Yisrael. The Mastisa taught in the Brisa we learned, Koyvra, either she'll be buried first, Oy Kavra, so she'll bury him, Oy Meviyosu Dayanis, or else could they be very poor. And that's why it's called Eino Oilu Yofa won't be a good Shidduch. For the Gemara, it's not like this. For Yom Rab Yechonon, who writes that she is asked, somebody wants to become rich, is Yadbik Bezaro Shalaron. Let him marry a Kayin. They will marry a Kayin, just like by the Keteris brought down the special Kabonis, Keteris used to make them rich, so marry a Bas Kayin will make you rich. And Kol Shekain, Sheteru Kuna Masrosan, that you have two things, you're a Talmud Chochem, you have Torah, and you'll marry a Kuna, a Koyin, Bas Koyin, she'll make you rich, she'll be a good Shidduch. So you see, it's good for a Bas Koyin to get married, or it's good for the Yisrael to marry a Bas Koyin. And the world like Asha, Ho, but Talmud Chochem, or B'Amoritz. If the Yisrael is a Talmud Chochem, then it's a good thing to get married to a Bas Koyin. But if the husband is an Amoritz, then he shouldn't get married to a Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua Nosef Kanto. Rabbi Yeshua married a Kohen, a Kohanis. She was the daughter of a Kohen. Cholosh and he got sick. Omar, so he said to himself, Lenicha Leli Aaron, the Adbik, Bizarri. Why says, Aaron doesn't want me to be Dovik in his children. That's why he got sick. The Hevelei Chasna, that I became a son-in-law. The Hevelei Chasna, he should have a son-in-law like me.
Yeah.
Ravi di Baravin Nosaf Kanto. Ravi di Baravin, he married a Kana, a Bas Koyin. Noku minei trei b'nei smichi. He had two very good sons. He talmid chachamim. Rav Sheshes b'reid Ravidi, that's one. Rav Yeshua b'reid Ravidi. So Amar Rav Popper, so vice versa was a good thing. He was a Talmud Chochem, and he married a Bas Koyin, so it was a good thing then. Amar Rav Popper. If not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, I wouldn't have become rich. Rav Papa was very rich, so he says he was likely to become rich because he married a Bas Koyin. Omer Rav Kana, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, if something did happen to him, I wouldn't have to go into Golis. Rashi loy galoi, Rav Kana gola mi bubble Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yomabah goes lo Michael. He had to have Golis, he had to travel, go out of bubble into Eretz Yisrael. What? He went out of his place. Why? Because he was settled there in Bavel, and he had to go out of there. So he says, because he married a Bas Koyin. Omulei, I Yukash, I will mokim Torah go. What's the gefeluch? You went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so mokim Torah is something good. And the Gemara like Yuloy to the Golianchi. It wasn't normal. So Rashi, Sha Tamidim Yoitsimi Daitim. Other Tamidim went out because they wanted to. Vani Yotsosi Yakorchi, Machmas Mrodim Viemis Malchus. He had to run away from the kingdom, from the Malchus. That wasn't normal. So for that he says, because he married a Bas Koyin. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kol HaNeh Misudas Rishus. If somebody, Poshim is a Talmud Chochim here, that has a norm from a regular Sudas Rishus, that's not a Dabar Mitzvah, is Lasev Goyla. That will make him, will have to go into Golos, will have to have exile. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'oichlim Korim, Mitzoyin V'agolim, Mitoich Marbik. Uksiv Lochein Ato Yiglo B'Reish Goylim. And since they used to eat a lot of sudas, eat a lot of meat, and the fatty meat, so then they had to go into Golos. You see, by Stam having a lot of sudas, that will make you go into Golos. Fine, Tanu Rabbonin. Kol Talmud Chochem Hamar B'Sudas B'Chomokim. If a Talmud Chochem Stam goes around and has a lot of sudas, he eats at this inn, at that hotel, he eats here all over, it's not nice. About your Talmud Chochem, you're showing the Kesser of Torah, you shouldn't Stam go around and show you're so oisik like an Olam Hazeh. Is soif makriv as basically. At the end will come out, he'll be makriv, he'll destroy his house. His wife will become an amona, he'll die. Umeyasin as goizlob, his children will become yisaimim. V'talmudim ishtakach imenu, and you lose your Torah. Hey, this is if you're marabit, says if it happened once or twice, doesn't say. Marabit means you can say to go and eat out, eat a lot of different places. It shows like you can say to running after Elam Azim, that's not so nice for Talmud Chochem. Umachloikes, Ravis Boyas Alov. As once you forget your learning, you're going to have a lot of machloikes coming about you. People are not going to listen to you anymore. The doubt you forgot your learning, you're not going to say good things, they're not going to listen to you anymore. Machalul Shem Shemayim. And you'd be Machalul Hashem's name? As about you were once a Talmud Chochem, and now you're doing these not nice things, you're making a Chil Hashem. The same rabbi, who are then you'll be Mechala your Rebbe's name. They're going to say, this is a Talmud of yours. It's not nice. The same mother, they're going to talk bad about your father. The goyim shame ra loy, you cause that yourself will have a bad name. Olabonov, Olabnebonov, for your children and your grandchildren. The Lord called them very bad names, and look at that father, that he was once a Talmud Chochem, and he did such not nice things. And so call others, because they'll call you bad names. Mahi, what are they going to call you? Omer Abaye Korolei Bar Machim Tanura. They're going to tell you he is the son that heats up the ovens. In other words, he goes around eating any place and every place, wherever he finds an oven, he eats it up and he eats there. It's not nice. Rova Roma Bar Merakit Bekuvian. He's a son that the father dances at the nightclubs. Merakit Bekuvian. He dances. Shashimaka Bekuvian Kedera Chalitzonim. Like the joke is. Shemasachim Merakitim Bechanuyas Lahash Kais Beschorin. The Lashkoisan Mishochrin, that they hire themselves to dance in the stores to make the people get chicken there. Rapapuramar Bar Malchich Pinchi, Rashi Chorus. He's the son of someone that licks the dishes. In other words, the guy that goes around eating by all the sudas he can find, any suda he gets, so it's called someone licks the dishes. Rashmayiramar Bar Machrova, Rashi Makapa Lavushe Verovitz Biyoshin. He'll have to fold over his clothing and go to sleep. He'll fall asleep any place. Kach derech ha-mishtakmin. As you become shikur, wherever you finish your suda, you end off your suda with a good drink, and you go to sleep there. That's what they're going to call you, a guy that sleeps at the sudas.
Yeah.
So kids, it's not nice for Talmud Chochem to go around just stomp teed all over the place and go to sudas. That's not nice. Tanu Rabbon, v'yorlam yinkarodim kol mashi yeshloi v'yisa bas Talmud Chochem. A person yourself, when you want to find the shidduch, you just sell all the anything you have in order to marry a Bas Talmud Chochem. Shemes, because if you're going to die, or a girl, you have to go into exile. Muftach le Shabbat of Talmud Chochem. Because you have a wife, or you have your Shreya, your father-in-law, that's a Talmud Chochem, he'll be able to take care of your children. V'al Yisa Bas Amoritz. You shouldn't marry the daughter of an Amoritz. Shemes, because if you're going to die, or a girl, you have to go into exile, is born of Amoritz. Who's going to take care of your children? Your wife or your father-in-law, that he's also an Amoritz. So that's no good. We'll soon see later on what's called an Amoritz for these halachas. Tanu Rabbanan, Liyolam Yimkarodim Kol Mashi Yeshloi. A person should sell everything. Again, Liyolam Yimkarodim Kol Mashi Yeshloi V'Yisa Bas Tam Chochem, that you yourself should marry Tam Chochem, V'Yasya Bitul Tam Chochem, and your own daughter also try and marry you off to a Tam Chochem. Moshul is a good example. Le'ind ve'agefen bin ve'agefen. That you want to put twigs of the vines from one vine, like grass, one into the next vine. Is dove noyum is kalbo. That's something very nice, and it comes out nice. For lo yisa bas amoritz, but you should not marry the daughter of an amoritz. Moshe, as an example, leyin ve'agef, and you want to take the graft, a grape, the vines, be'in ve'asnir, to grafting it to a thorn bush. It's not nice.